For San Francisco entrepreneur Craig Newmark, going into business was easy. A decade ago, without permit or official approval, he simply built a website for his online bulletin board. Today, Craigslist.org is one of the world's most popular internet destinations, with bulletin boards for over 500 cities.
Basically, we provide a very simple website where people can get everyday stuff done, like finding a job or a place to live. Somehow it works out kind of like a flea market. Part of our success is getting out of the way.
But many governments are unwilling to get out of the way. In Russia, business routinely pays bribes to obtain needed permits. Chemical company executive Yana Yakovleva spent 7 months in jail because she refused to be blackmailed by a bureaucrat. She says unlawful conduct persists because Russia's judicial system is corrupt.
It's not the prosecutor's function to investigate. His function is to demonstrate effectiveness, and effectiveness happens to be the number of cases brought to trial and the number of guilty verdicts obtained.
Yakovleva's business partner, Alexei Pratsky, complains about needless regulations and reporting requirements.
For a manager, excessive paperwork means a loss of time and reduction of labor productivity.
In Venezuela, Caracas food distributor Santiago Alvarez says the bureaucracy there is formidable and hostile to business.
There are overwhelming steps and rules and things you have to get from authorities in order to do business. I've known people to go out of business just having to face with this amount of bureaucracy.
In Islamabad, restaurateur Ashar Hafiz says that restrictions on business have eased in recent years, but they're still a burden.
Definitely. In this business, we have to handle a lot of departments. You can say old age, social security, taxes, the local government here.
The World Bank puts out an annual scorecard ranking countries on the ease of starting a business. 10 categories are covered. Some are getting licenses, registering property, getting credit, paying taxes, and enforcing contracts. World Bank specialist Dalia Khalifa says the trend is towards assisting the private sector.
And that's what I think governments have begun to recognize, their role as regulators, their roles of providing the enabling environment. And within that context, that they're doing exactly that. They are reforming, they are changing laws that have been on the books for decades, which are no longer functioning in today's world.
Egypt was judged the top reformer last year, followed by Croatia, Ghana, Macedonia, and Georgia. Egypt cut the capital required to start a business, says the bank. It reduced fees for registering property and eased the bureaucracy that stalls construction permits. But entrepreneurs say if progress has been made, more is needed. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.